The Man in the Iron Mask.
When Edmond Marchiali takes his place masquerading as the King of France, the King himself is at the court disguised. But neither know that there is a plot to assassinate the real King, and when Edmund not only shows great prowess with the sword, but also saves the life of the Infanta, who is betrothed to the King, everybody is amazed at his bravery. However, he is hurried to his private apartments where a physician attends him, and finding nothing wrong, leaves him with the King's confidant, Letellier. Then it is announced that Maria Theresa, the Infanta, wishes to speak with him. When she is admitted, she asks Letellier to go. She wants to speak with the man whom she believes to be the King, alone. Edmund, in his disguise, suddenly experiences an overwhelming sense of dismay when he hears Maria tell him that in one night she has fallen in love with him.
Isn't it strange, Louis? Last night I hated you, and tonight, oh, you are a brave, brave man. Not only are you a king, you are a man amongst men.
Don't, please don't.
And you have humility, because my praise embarrasses you.
You don't know how much it embarrasses me.
I owe my life to you, Louis. Do you realize that? In the ballroom, they realized. If you hadn't been so quick and thrust yourself between me and the assassin, I would have died by his sword.
Well, what can I say? Don't judge me by my actions, please.
How else can a woman judge a man? Especially when that man is to be her husband. Oh, Louis, I do love you so. Until tonight, I think I've been the unhappiest woman here in France.
You have been unhappy?
If you can picture my life at home, brought up in a convent, rarely seeing the outside world, and my father and mother, deeply religious, protective in my interests, and yet making a mistake in that. For I feel I would have been better fitted to be the Queen of France if I had seen a little of the outside world. I cried for 3 nights and 3 days after I left my home. I hated the sight of Paris and of you.
But why did you hate me, Maria? What have I done that made me earn this hatred?
Oh, it was mistaken hatred on my part. I have misjudged you, that's all. You were in your cups. You told bawdy jokes at dinner before me and before everybody else. It upset me most terribly. Oh, perhaps my mind should be broader. It's just that I don't understand those things in the world outside.
Please don't say that. From what I know of you now, your mind is pure and clean. Your eyes are fresh and clear, the eyes of a young, innocent girl.
Oh, Louis, I do love you.
Don't. Please don't say that.
Why not?
Well, think on last night. Think of my behavior. I'm so often like that. I could never make any woman happy, don't you understand? I'm often drunk and low.
It's only an escape, Louis. An escape from your cares of state. Oh, yes, it's all so clear to me now. You have your worries all day, and at night you seek pleasure and excitement to try and forget the weight of matters of state. But I shall help you, Louis. Perhaps if I devote my life to you, you will not need to fly to such distractions in the future.
Maria, I want you to understand this. What I did tonight, I did because, well, because I had to. It was a matter of self-preservation. I am a coward at heart.
A coward?
Yes. And I don't want you to love me in this way. Not until you get to know me better. I swear I'm not worthy of you.
Oh, your humility again. Something has happened to me tonight, Louis. No matter what you say, I shall love you from now until the day I die. And now, good night. You must be weary. To fight 7 men as you did.
What?
Cannot I kiss you, my betrothed? And full on the lips. Please, Louis. Oh, Louis, what ecstasy. And now I shall tell you something. Perhaps you might find it hard to believe. But except for my father's paternal kiss, that is the first time I have ever kissed a man in the whole of my life. And what is more, It is the man I love, my husband to be, and my king.
In a moment, she was gone, this vision in red velvet. And as she disappeared through the double doors, Edmund looked after her retreating figure, his consternation now rising to a kind of panic. It was with relief that he saw Letellier put his head through the door, and he called him quickly.
Letellier, come in here. Close the doors, quickly. Letellier, I want no more of this. The king must come quickly and take back his place.
My dear Marchiali, surely you aren't retreating from your bargain.
But you don't understand. Her Highness...
Don't tell me she recognized you, the real you.
Well, she recognized someone. And I don't think it was the king.
Mon Dieu.
No, she still thinks that I'm King Louis. Where is His Majesty? I must talk with him. I must explain matters. He must not go away and leave me here.
Since when are you giving the orders? I'd keep a still tongue in my head if I were you, Marchiali. The king has been very lenient with you. Even more than lenient. Look at you now. Instead of smothering in a mask of iron in the dungeons of the Bastille, you stand in the king's apartments, in the king's clothes, enjoying all his privileges.
There are some privileges I would prefer not to enjoy.
Oh, why, here is the king now.
Oh, your majesty.
I'll be glad my face is clean once again. Oh, my brother Edmund, it was a rare treat tonight. One of the best shows that have ever been put on in the court of King Louis of France.
It took me by surprise.
And me too. Can you imagine such a droll situation, Letellier? The King of France disguised and viewing his counterpart marching through to the ballroom, and then an attempt at assassination. Oh, mon Dieu. What would have happened if the assassins had run their swords through your heart, brother Edmund?
No doubt you would have been able to convince your people that you were the real king.
Yes, instead, you have done this most admirably. I congratulate you. You've carried the evening, and incredible as it may seem, I think you've added a little to the splendor of King Louis. You have no idea, Letellier, the way they're talking out there. Oh, how brave is our king. What a hero is the King of France. Hercules in disguise. Never have I heard so many praises fall about my ears.
You would have done the same under the circumstances, Your Majesty?
I? Oh, now then, Letellier, are you preparing to ask for a favor? Well, that flattery wasn't even subtle. You know as well as I that with a sword I'm like a newborn babe. But tell me, Marchiali, what did the cardinal say? I saw him rush off to talk with you.
He suspects nothing. Neither does your mother.
Our mother. Your Majesty, I feel badly about the Queen Mother. I feel guilty in this masquerade when she talked with me tenderly, with a mother's love. In fact, this whole situation has so many complications that I
don't... Now, don't tell me that you want to go back to the Iron Mask.
Oh, no. No. But, Your Majesty, there's one complication of which I would like to speak. But we must talk alone.
Alone? Is it as private as that?
It is private, and it is urgent. Very well. Stand outside the door, Letellier, and don't let anyone enter.
As you say, Your Majesty.
Well, brother, this urgent matter. Her Highness the Infanta.
Oh, yes, Her Highness.
I saved her life, did I not?
At least so the courtiers say.
She came here to these apartments to thank me. That is you. For saving her life. Oh, Your Majesty, it's not your intention to leave me here for the next few days.
Well, that most certainly was the idea.
Don't you understand, Brother Edmund? I'm enamored of the Cardinal's niece, and the Cardinal looks with disfavor on this weakness of mine. You must stay here while I go into the country to have a tender farewell with the lovely Maria.
Yes, her name is Maria, too.
Isn't that a coincidence? That means that I will be forced to stay here and talk with the Infanta.
Of course.
But why are you so perturbed?
Oh, she's not the best to look at, I'll admit, but tonight in that black and red velvet, she cut a much prettier figure.
Yeah, in fact, I might find her amusing after all.
There are no other ladies of passing interest in court.
Don't say that! What? You use that tone with me, Louis.
Oh, I'm sorry.
me to call you Your Majesty. Very well, Your Majesty. I want you to understand this. Maria Theresa has led a sheltered life. She's gentle and pure in mind and heart. And she loves you.
Loves me? Oh, that's right. She loathes the very sight of me. The feeling which I...
Well, now she loves you. Whether it was because of what happened tonight or whether... Oh, Louis, one favor I do beg and entreat of you. When you and the Infanta are married in 5 days' time, be kind to her, Louis. Will you please be kind?
Why?
Because you are her idol, that's why.
Why, Edmund? Edmund Machiavelli, my brother? I do believe... Oh, no, it isn't possible. Such a situation would be too droll, too ludicrous. And yet... Why, of course it must be true.
What are you hinting?
I do believe my twin brother has fallen in love with the Infanta of Spain.
Oh, droll. Oh, extremely droll.
And how convenient.
Edmund Marchiali straightened and his fists clenched tight. The king was leering at him now, insinuating and sarcastic. Make sure you hear the next absorbing chapter of The Man in the Iron Mask.